Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers baseball starts Thursday. The first game of the regular season is just 2 days away now. The Brewers take on the Mets in New York. We got some tough news, though, as we get ready for the start of the new season. Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Weekly and Brewers Extra Innings here on WTMJ, joins us on the phone with all the details. Not good news about Garrett Mitchell, Dom.
Yeah, not a fun way to close out camp yesterday, Jessica. So I look at it, first of all, for those who weren't aware, Garrett Mitchell has a fracture in his left hand, his glove hand. No timeline was given when we found out at the end of the day yesterday. He is seeing Dr. Sheridan here in Scottsdale, which is, you know, kind of the hand specialist of hand specialists. So he's going to give him a timeline, figure out where exactly that fracture is. Is it displaced? Is it, you know, a stress fracture, whatever it may be, and then create a timeline off of that. He is virtually certain to be headed to the injured list, which creates suddenly a little bit of a, not a little bit, a big bit of a question mark for center field and what the Brewers are going to be doing here in the first maybe 6 weeks or so of the season. The direct impact, you would look at potentially Sal Frelick. After all of this talk about him playing third base, he's probably going to go to center field now. And then you got to figure out, okay, does Joey Ortiz be the opening day third baseman? Does Andrew Monasterio be the opening day third baseman? So there is a big ripple effect with Garrett Mitchell bound for the injured list.
You know, Dom, obviously the Garrett Mitchell news is, as you said, you know, putting the end of spring training here kind of on a downer. But outside of that, you've been with the team much of the time. What stood out to you? I know we have a lot of new faces in new places, but has there been one thing that you've noticed and it's been surprising?
You know, talking to Christian Yelich about this over the course of camp, and he joked about in the social media video we talked about last week, Jess, and that, you know, he's suddenly the senior, the elder statesman of this clubhouse. But he's, you know, we've talked about the fact that, like, you know, there's a lot of ways that they can score runs now. Whereas last year, with the lack of power, you know, the power that they did not get from guys that they were expecting to really, really hamstrung this team last year. This year, that's probably not the case because you've got speed at the top of the lineup with Sal Frelick. You're going to have your best contact hitter in William Contreras, who can hit for power. Yelly's probably going to be batting .300, and if he has another year like he had last year, sign me up for that. You've got one of the best home run hitters in baseball, not just, you know, the Brewers, but in baseball, and Rhys Hoskins batting cleanup. You imagine Willie is going to bounce back batting fifth. And then you've got Gary Sanchez, who's a DH specialist, and he can hit bombs, man. So there's a variety of ways this team can score runs now. And Yelich is kind of looking around. He's like, you know, this is going to be fun. I mean, it's not just going to be about, you know, our pitching, which has been the thing in the past. I think there's going to be some offense here.
Awesome. I hope it's fun. I will say, though, Dom, I'm looking at the forecast for New York on Thursday, and I see rain. Is that something they're keeping tabs on? Are they worried about it?
Put a roof on it. You know, it's why you have that off day on Friday for the schedule makers that, you know, when you're playing in an outdoor city with a risky climate, you know, like New York in April, March, like, hey, let's make this built-in rain out day. So if I were a betting man, unlike Ipe Mizarra, if I were a betting man, I would say we're not playing on Thursday. We're going to play on Friday.
Oh, all right. If you're a betting man, you're also going to get a Mega Millions ticket for $1 billion tonight, too.
Well, somebody track down Ipe Mizarra, so let's make sure that he is not using anyone else's money for that.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks so much, Dom. We appreciate it. Brewers home opener Tuesday against the Twins. 3:10 is the first pitch at American Family Field, but the start of the regular season just 2 days away now. The Brewers taking on the Mets in New York. It's 11:28. Stay close. Your top stories are next.